You see, what most people are not seeing is that nothing is like we think it is. Nothing. But the way the mind works, it takes the past and projects it into a possible future. We attach ourselves to that idea and we create what we call the future. We create it. In fact, we are creating everything, every moment. Nothing is like we think it is. Nothing. So when we're talking about people and saying they're like this, they're not like that. Our brain takes the information that it thinks it's seeing out there, and then it stops seeing it, goes into the mind, and produces an image of that person from all the collective parts. But what we're seeing in another person is us. It's virtually nothing to do with the other person. And that's the same with all material, but that's a bigger subject. We are not seeing what's out there. We are seeing something that's set off by a frequency that's out there, goes into our brain. Our brain produces an image and a sound and a sensation, all to do with us, set off by there. So every single person is different, and we see them roughly the same, because it's us we're seeing, not them. We're not seeing them unless we get to a place where we move into neutral. And that means whenever we see somebody, there is no judgment. When there's no judgment, and that includes good as well as bad, when we say, oh, this is this person, we're now seeing what's out there and not what's in here. Otherwise, we are seeing what's in here, not what's out there. And the brain works in such a way that we can't believe that there's nothing out there. I mean, if you can touch something, you say, well, it's there. But it's not there. It's giving an illusion of there. There is a scientist in Russia that produced an empty box, put frequencies in there. When the person put their hand in there, they said, there's an orange in there. There was no orange in there. He'd produce the frequencies of an orange, and they were sure it was an orange. So we are producing our reality moment to moment and not realizing it. But when I say moment to moment, you see, science knows this now. You see, the brain works like a camera. Click, click, click. And then, like a film, it puts all the clicks together. So when we go to the cinema, we're watching a movie, but there's no movie. In the projector is a piece of film with still pictures on there. But the pictures are running at such a speed that the brain can't pick up the breaks between. In the old days, with the original movies, you could see that tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick, because it was only running at 16 frames a second. Now they run at 32 or 64 frames a second. You can't see the break. So you think you're watching movement, but you're not. You're watching stills. The brain works like that in each moment. Click, click, click. That's how the brain works. Takes the information and then produces a movie on the inside. There is no time. There is no space. The brain is making up the whole thing. And we take it as reality. Somebody just wrote to IML Talk. They said, I've got a big decision coming up and I don't know what to do. You see, it doesn't matter what they do. It doesn't matter. You can't make a mistake. There's no such thing. Because life starts now. 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 Now, Zen says every second is the first second of your life. Literally, literally, you start now. So it doesn't matter what decision you make. Whatever decision you make is what you needed to make to have that experience, and then be with it, be with it, be with it. Because continuity is in the brain, not in the moment. There is no time, there is no space, it's an illusion. The body, the mind, the emotions, they live in this illusion. But there's something else, and we all have it. We have this something else that can watch that. We can watch what goes on in the body and the mind and the emotions. We can watch. Who watches it? Something that has no name, that has no time, that has no space. Now, people who have near-death experiences, they say, all my lives pass before me, but not as time, and not sequentially. And the brain can't understand not having time, because the brain works sequentially. It works in opposites and sequentially. But what we call existence doesn't work like that. But it cannot be understood. And equally, it can't be experienced, because experience is part of this dimension as well. Timeless, spaceless, no opposites, no duality. So everything is an illusion in one way, created by our mind, until we reach this place of being without complaint, being without judgment, being without, eventually, even a preference. The great way is not difficult for those that have no preferences. Make the slightest difference, however, and heaven and hell are set infinitely apart. No desire. Desire equals conflict, equals misery. Just, yes, this. This is what I am experiencing. Not that it's necessarily reality, but this is what I'm experiencing now. And now.